The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. You're in luck because one of my favorite guys is standing by to spend the entire hour with us. We're going to be talking about new cars. We're going to be talking about classic cars and a whole lot more with our very special guest, Larry Edsel, who is standing by. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us throughout the hour at a toll-free number anywhere in North America. It's 855-660-4261. 1-855-660-4261, or if you prefer the digital means, and lots of people do these days, the best email for me at this point is bob@boblongradio.com, as I'm having some issues with one of my other email addresses. So bob@boblongradio.com. That's the best way to get a hold of us, and we're going to be giving away some more Neil Young books in this hour of the broadcast as well. And speaking of books, this gentleman is a esteemed automotive journalist. He's got a wonderful website called iZoom.com. He's also editorial director for one of the hottest websites out there when it comes to classic cars, and he's also written umpteen books, including chronicling the story of the Camaro, the all new Camaro, which is scheduled to be replaced, believe it or not, in another year by another regeneration for 2016. But the Camaro that we all know out in the streets right now was chronicled in a wonderful book by this gentleman, and also the new C7 Corvette in a brand new book. It's my pleasure to welcome Larry Edsel back to Auto World. Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. Well, why don't we begin by talking about one of the stories I was checking out on your great website, iZoom.com. I didn't get a chance to go to the launch of the 2015 Ford Mustang. And, Larry, I've owned a lot of Mustangs in my day, and I'm a big fan of the previous generation that ran from 2005 to 2014. I always dreamt of owning a GT500, never quite got it, but nevertheless really anxious to get to your impressions of this all-new Mustang for 2015. We've got three different engines. We've got a four-cylinder variant, a six-cylinder, and a traditional GT V8.
Well, I've driven two of the three. I've driven the four-cylinder, and my problem with the four-cylinder is it just sounds horrible to say four-cylinder Mustang.
Yes.
It doesn't register right. We all know Mustang should be V8, and, you know, the V6 is okay, but Mustang should be V8. On the other hand, you know, this what Ford calls the EcoBoost, or EcoBoost, I'm never sure quite how to pronounce it. So what they do is they turbocharge the four-cylinder. And it's phenomenal, especially when it's linked with a manual gearbox. It's just a terrific car. It's very responsive. It's not nose heavy. It'll go. It'll turn. It's just a blast to drive, and it's really fun. And yet, it gets really good fuel economy because when you just cruising down the road, you're just in regular four cylinder mode. On the other hand, the V8 is just awesomely fast, and you better be paying attention because I don't want to say it'll get away from you, but you can snap the back end around if you want. And the other thing you got to be careful of with the V8 is you've got to keep an eye on the speedometer because it's really easy to exceed whatever speed limit you're. This is going to sound strange, but of the two, I actually enjoy driving the four-cylinder more, partly because It had what they call the, I think they call it the sport interior.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a brushed metal look on the dashboard. It had high back seats that reminded me a lot of my 69 Mustang
mm-hmm.
that I bought back in, 69.
Sure.
And it was just really fun to drive. And I haven't driven the V6. And you mentioned the Camaro. And one of the things I told people when they were looking at Camaros was, if you're going to get the coupe, you want the V8. But if you're going to get the convertible, the V6 would be fine because you're not going to take the convertible and go autocrossing and that kind of stuff with it. And it's much more of a boulevard cruiser. And my guess is the Mustang's the same way. But I think the EcoBoosted 4 is a great way to go for people.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. You go back in Mustang history, back to the Fox-bodied Mustang back in 1984. They introduced the SVO Mustang, which is powered by a 2.3-liter four-cylinder turbo engine. And it was really modestly powered for those years. I mean, back then it was a lot of power, but it was around 140 horsepower. At the last run of that vehicle, which was 1986 and a half, I believe it was 205 horsepower from 2.3 liters. Now you look where computing technology and where engineering has got us. The same EcoBoost 2.3 liter engine, 140 cubic inches of displacement, is putting out 310 horsepower, 320 pound-feet of torque in this new 2015 Mustang, available with either, as you say, the manual gearbox or the six-speed automatic. So it's definitely a high-tech engine. Another big difference between this engine, I mean, this Mustang and other Mustangs, there was a very limited number of Cobras built in the 90s that had an independent rear suspension, very limited number. But this is the first time the Mustang, every single Mustang, has got an independent rear suspension. Do you notice a big difference in the ride and drive characteristics with that independent rear, Larry?
Well, I guess what I noticed was it's much more comfortable to drive, just to drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's more responsive and all that, but it's just much more comfortable because it's much more like a regular car than an old fashioned traditional, solid axle sports car.
Yeah.
And everybody's, unless you're going to go drag racing, everybody wants an independent rear. So it only makes sense, and it brings the car into kind of the more modern era. And it just makes it much more usable for more people. It's, it was delightful to drive. And, I know there are purists who aren't going to be happy, but that's their problem.
Of course, at the recently held L.A. Auto Show, they showed off a model that will debut in 2015. It's a 2016. We're getting the Shelby GT350 with 500-plus horsepower from a normally aspirated 5.2-liter V8, so that should fill some of the performance void. But as you very much point out, they've really upped the refinement level on this generation of the Mustang, and also for the first time are offering a lot of modern conveniences that you couldn't get before. A lot of the safety features, a lot of the modern connectivity features and other stuff. The interior, I've sat in the Mustang at a couple of the different auto shows, and you definitely can tell that they paid a lot of attention to the interior, the switchgear, use of a lot of aluminum, and again, a lot of the goodies, a lot of electronics that we never could get before in a Mustang.
Yeah, and part of it, I think, the electronic goodies and all that's pretty much just the cost of entry anymore.
Yep.
If you're going to build a modern car, and it really doesn't matter if it's an EconoBox or a luxury car, customers expect to be connected, to have touchscreen navigation, hands-free everything, talk to my car and, tell it what I want to do. It's just the cost of doing business. And, in a lot of cases, there's so much of it now that the cost is coming down, and it can be affordable in every car. Where it used to be, you know, you had to be buying a luxury car to get those
so
things.
True. That is so true, Larry. We'll put it in neutral when we come back on the other side. A few more comments about the Mustang. We'll talk about some other vehicles that Larry has driven recently, and then we'll talk about the very cool website, the classic car website that he is editorial director of.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes manuals online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes manual online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
He's driven it, so we're talking about it. You can read about it at iZoom.com. Larry Edsel, esteemed automotive journalist, the author of several books, including the book on the development of the C7 Corvette and the Camaro. He's also editorial director of ClassicCars.com, and we're discussing the 2015 Mustang because I haven't driven it. Larry has driven the four-cylinder and the GT V8 model. And Larry, I just have one more question about the Mustang. Since I moved down here to Florida, it's interesting to see a different kind of car population than what I'm used to seeing in all my life in New England. But there are an awful lot of Camaros on the road down here, and the Camaro design has really grown on me. I liked it from the get-go, but it has aged so well. Tom Peters did a wonderful design from the get-go, and certainly as we've seen the update a couple of years ago, and of course the ZL1 and the Z28 models, but it continues to outsell the Mustang, even in its last year of production, as we'll see an all-new Camaro for 2016. What's your prediction here with this 2015 Mustang? Is it enough to dethrone the Camaro from the sales lead that it currently has over the Mustang?
Well, I think what's liable to happen is, the Mustang could easily leapfrog the Camaro for a year or so, and then the new Camaro comes out and, you know, leapfrogs back on, back to the lead. Part of it, I think, is, you know, the Mustang is still has more retro in it than the Camaro does. And I think what they found out is that, there's a different Camaro customer now than there used to be. And I wonder if part of it was the fact that they quit making the Camaro for a while, where the Mustang has, you know, been continuous all along. And there's less tendency, I think, in that case to really do something new and dramatic. Whereas with the Camaro, you know, they stop making the Camaro, and then this will do a new one. And then you can do this whole thing about, well, you know, now we have this opportunity to do a new design, keep some retro cues so people recognize that it's a Camaro, but I think part of what they learned from the Camaro, they applied to the new Corvette, which you know you look at it and you see, hey, it's still a Corvette, but it's a very different looking car than the C5 C6 succession was, and it's funny, you hate to see a car go away like the Camaro did for a while. In the long run, it might be a good thing. I remember back in the 90s when there was a lot of talk about they were going to quit the Mustang altogether. They weren't going to quit the Mustang, but they were going to put it on a front-wheel drive chassis that they were using for the, I think, Probe. The Cougar.
Yeah, the Probe, and the Cougar.
Front-drive Cougar.
Yeah, and the Probe.
I think in Ford's case, there's less... There's more reluctance to make a major move on design when you've got that continuity. So I think that might be part of it. And I think you know, generations are changing, and you know, especially us old timers have trouble with this. But you know, things need to change with the change in generation.
Absolutely. One thing that has changed within the Infiniti lineup within the last year is their naming structure. It's become quite confusing. You've got a story up at iZoom.com of your time behind the wheel of the Infiniti Q60. This is a vehicle that I've had three times in the past year in different guises, including the IPL version. This is the retractable hardtop convertible two-door that used to be called the G37. Larry, it's confusing what Infiniti has done with their naming, and lots of manufacturers seem to be playing around with alphanumeric naming structures, and I don't know, are we running out of car names? Is that what's happening here? What's the story?
And now the newest one that's going to change everything is Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mercedes is going to change all the way it names all of its cars. I think part of it is you get new people in charge of they used to be division general managers, now they have all kinds of titles, and they need to put their stamp on something. I suppose alphanumeric is probably easier because, you can just say, okay, we'll take this letter and this number, and if nobody else is using it, we can use it. But, of course, then you go back to the fact that the original the Porsche 911 is called the 911 because Peugeot already had the right. You know, the 911 was actually going to be the 901.
Mm-hmm.
But Peugeot had the rights to car names of 90 and another number. So Porsche had to go to 911 instead of 910 or a 901. And, you know, there's all these complications like that. As far as names go, yeah, I think they probably are running out of names because, you know, they're trademarked around the world now. It used to be, you know, it's just your own country, but we're so global now that everything's trademarked around the world, and there's a finite, I suppose there's a finite number of names that people are willing to put on cars, and you also have to take into consideration, if you put a name on a car, it has to be a name that has no negative meanings in any language around
mm-hmm.
the world.
Nope.
You know, and of course, the big joke was always the Chevy Nova, you know, which in Spanish means no go. So,
yeah, that will not work in 2014, 2015. But Infiniti has done a good job with their Q60. That's a very enjoyable, retractable, hardtop convertible, kind of going battle with the BMW 3 Series retractable and the former Lexus IS retractable.
And it's funny because I just got my new schedule of cars that are coming in the next 6 weeks or so, mm-hmm. and I saw that one of them is a Q60, but I have no idea which Q60 is going to be. I mean, I'm sure it's said there, but to me, Q60, I have one thing in my mind, but I know now it applies to a whole bunch of different vehicles. So, it'll be an adventure to see what shows up in my driveway that week, because I know it's a Q60, but it's like, which Q60? Is it this one or that one or this one or that one?
It is so true. Another new vehicle that you've driven in the recent times that I'm also a big fan of is the new Jeep Cherokee. This is a really well done small sport utility vehicle.
Yeah, and actually, I have recommended this, and I was really skeptical because the old Jeep Cherokee was such a great workhorse vehicle. You know, it was basically a Wrangler with four doors, and you know, you could take it anywhere, and you know, they seemed to run for a long time. And so I was really skeptical of this new one because it doesn't look anything like the old one. It's much more aerodynamic and bodywork, and I thought, yeah, they're just, you know, they're bringing back a really good name, and the vehicle's not going to live up to it. Well, I was impressed. The vehicle more than lives up to the name of Cherokee. And actually, I have another one coming soon, and I've already been sitting here with my off-road books figuring out which trails. Because the one I had before didn't have the full four-wheel drive, go-anywhere underneath it. Well, this one coming in is that one.
Oh, that's great.
So I've been sitting here with my off-road guide to Arizona trails as to where I want to go with it and what I want to see if it's new. I was very impressed, and I've actually recommended to several people, including one of my daughters.
Wow, so have I. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wall & Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I'll have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I'm so glad we called Wall & Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wall & Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
You're in luck, as I said earlier, because Larry Edsel is with us. He is a gentleman with multiple talents. He's a college professor down in Arizona, where he resides for half of the year, splitting his time between there and Michigan, and loads of road trips in between. Esteemed author, wrote the book about the development of the Camaro, wrote the book about the development of the C7 Corvette. We're still going to have him on for a full hour to discuss that. And, of course, editorial director of ClassicCars.com, covering the new car angle and all kinds of things in the automotive world at iZoom.com. Before the break, we were talking about the new Jeep Cherokee, and Larry, you were saying you even suggested this vehicle for your daughter, and I couldn't agree with you more. This is a really well-done vehicle from the folks at Jeep. Are you getting a Trailhawk, or are you just getting an all-wheel drive variant of the Cherokee around the bend?
That's what's coming.
Great.
I'm really looking forward to taking that out on some of the mountain two tracks here in central Arizona and see what it'll do.
That's great. Just wanted to touch on one more new vehicle, and I agree with you on this. You wrote a story recently. Folks can check it out at iZoom.com. Best Accord ever, but worst hybrid, and this is true. This is a funky combination going on here. Tell our listeners all about your experience with the hybrid variant of the Accord.
Well, it's been a little while since I've driven it, but what I recall off the top of my head was that I thought it was the best Accord I've driven from the standpoint of the accoutrements and how easy it was to find things and all that, it drove really well, but the hybrid system just, I guess we're so used to the seamless Toyota system. Mm-hmm. You know, you drive a Prius and it's seamless. It's just wonderful. And, you know, you don't feel the shift between gas and electricity. And that wasn't the case in the Accord I drove. It, you know, I don't know if it was just the one I drove or if they're all that way, but it was more like you could tell when it was going from one to the other.
Yeah, they're all that way.
It was loud. It was bothersome. Yeah. I was just really disappointed in that aspect of the car.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. Let's talk about your editorial duties as director of ClassicCars.com. What an exciting project. Tell us all about what folks can find at ClassicCars.com.
Well, ClassicCars.com, the parent site, what we think of it as, is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell classic cars. It's larger than any of the other ones. I think right now there's 30 some thousand cars that you can go on and go through and tells you how to, you know, who to buy it from and where to get it and lots of pictures of the cars and all that. That site has been up and running for about 6 or 7 years now and is doing really well. I had been writing for them just kind of a little news item. 2 or 3 times a month. Actually, it was supposed to be 2 times a month, and then it kind of grew. Well, almost a year ago, actually December 16th last year, we launched a daily blog site. Bob Golfin, who used to work at the Arizona Republic, and I are the two main writers and editors, but we have a network of people around the country, and we're covering classic car shows, concours, auctions, kind of a classic car hobby, and it's technically it's a part-time job, but it's kind of a full-time job. We're having a blast, and we're doing new stories every day. And one of my favorite parts is that we get people to write about their own cars.
Mm-hmm.
And just this week, we had a promotional picture that we used of a bunch of teenagers in a 1960s Ford convertible in a parade. And one of the teenagers now, who's in his probably 50s, saw it and actually wrote in about the car. And so that's the My Classic Car part of it, and that's really fun. But it's been a lot of fun, and it's been a lot of work, but we're kind of building something. And the parent site gets, I think it's now 2.4 million people a month come to the parent site. And we're now up to about, I think, 75,000 a month coming to the blog. So it's growing really well. We're having a lot of fun, and it's keeping us really busy.
Oh, absolutely. And you're covering so many things there and so many great reads. And I know you were out recently to the SEMA show in Las Vegas and covered that for Classic Car and did a wonderful job as well.
Yeah, the SEMA show. My primary reason for going to the SEMA show is I write a weekly feature on called Soup It Up for the Detroit News on aftermarket products for your car, and of course SEMA. That's where they all are. But there are so many classic cars now at SEMA. Well, there's also so many new cars at SEMA that you almost have to go just to see the possibilities. And one of the things you're talking about before was, you know, where I said it was the best Accord I've driven. Right now I'm driving the new Camry, which mm-hmm. is by far the best Camry I've ever driven.
Mm-hmm.
And at the SEMA show, they actually had a Camry, a stock Camry body. But when you lifted the body up, it was a full-out dragster underneath.
Funny car.
It was just an amazing job that they had done, and you see all that kind of wacky stuff at the SEMA show. It's quite an adventure.
Oh, absolutely. You've written more than 15 books, your latest being the chronicalization of the C7 Corvette, which is, of course, won so many awards, so many accolades. We're inches away from getting the Z06 high-performance variant in both coupe and convertible form, and that's just a monster with 650 horsepower, 600 pound-feet of torque. There have been some rumors circulating around from a couple of the enthusiast magazines, Car and Driver and Road and Track, for example, have been saying that, you know, that they've kind of pushed it as far as they can go with the Z06. It eclipsed the previous generation ZR1 horsepower-wise and performance-wise, and there are rumors that we're going to see a special Zora Corvette, a mid-engine Corvette, perhaps for 2017. Now, you being deeply involved with the Corvette development team and writing this book, maybe you can't tell us. I mean, could this possibly be happening?
I really don't know if it's happening. If it does, I kind of hope that they would do what Ford did with the Ford GT. And there's another case where there's a lot of rumors going now around that, mm-hmm. that Ford's going to do another GT.
Yes, very much so.
Wouldn't that be exciting if there's both a Ford and a Chevrolet mid-engine GT kind of car at the
supercar.
Same time?
Yeah.
Personally, I kind of hope that if they do, if Chevrolet does a mid-engine car, I kind of hope they don't call it a Corvette. I hope they call it something else. Because it's such a part of Corvette history that, you know, it's a front engine, rear drive. We all know the those kind of things with the Corvette. And I'd almost be disappointed if they call it the Corvette whatever, and it's a mid-engine car. I think it'd be great if Chevrolet does. Actually, I think what would be cool is if they call it a Chaparral.
Mm.
And, of course, at the LA Auto Show, they showed one of the video games versions that they've done of kind of a new Chaparral. And I think that'd be really cool if they did a mid-engine car and called it the Chevrolet Chaparral. And they could sell it beside the Corvette, but I just don't want to see a Corvette badge on a mid-engine car. I just think that's too disconcerting for the history of the Corvette. I mean, the Corvette has its own wonderful, proud tradition. If they think they've taken it as far as they can, well, then just, you know, take it a little farther in gradual steps, and that's fine. And if you're going to go off and do this other one, I think it'd be great if they just called it the Chevrolet Chaparral. That'd be very cool.
Very cool indeed. We'll take a pit stop, and then more with Larry Edsel. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further and simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. It's ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
The legendary rock and roll gearhead, Billy F. Gibbons. Great friend of the program, great personal friend. Saw him out at the SEMA show. He was signing autographs and also gracious to me and always has been. And one of the great pleasures of myself being a radio guy and somebody that's been able to merge my two passions together of being a lifelong radio broadcaster and also somebody who loves music, that I've gotten to meet a lot of musicians, a lot of classic rock musicians and country musicians and rap artists and other people that are into cars. And Billy is an example of one of those folks. Another example is a gentleman I haven't met, but his name is Neil Young, and of course he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Neil's people reached out to me and said, hey, let's give away some books. Neil just wrote a brand new book. Let's give away some books. So we're going to take, we got a lot in the first hour, so the first five people to email me on bob@boblongradio.com will get a copy of Neil's book, his latest one. His first memoir was called Waging Heavy Peace. It was an honest international bestseller, a critical sensation. The Wall Street Journal wrote that it was terrific, modest, honest, funny, and frequently moving. The LA Times found it revealing. Now he's got a brand new book. It's called Special Deluxe. And Young has fashioned a second work of extraordinary reminiscences about his Canadian boyhood, his musical instruments, his family, his rock and roll life, and one of his deepest passions, cars. That's right. Neil Young is a car guy. Through the framework of the many vehicles he's collected and driven, Young explores his love for well-crafted vintage automobiles and examines his newfound awareness of the hobby's negative environmental impact. He has a ferocious devotion now to clean energy and has a specially modified electric car, and he's really very much in favor of the viability of non-gas-guzzling vehicles. The name of the book is, again, Special Deluxe. And it is all about his life of automobiles and his life in the rock and roll world. So if you'd like a free copy of this book, all you have to do is email me up. Would very much love to send that to you. So send it to me at bob@boblongradio.com. Larry Edsel is with us. He's also written a ton of books over the years. Lost count, somewhere around 15 or so. His last book was just a wonderful book chronicling the C7 Corvette, the development of the latest generation Corvette. And Larry, I still haven't got my review copy on that. As soon as I do, we're going to get you back for a full hour to explore that. But what a great project that must have been, as was your previous project with the Camaro. Al Oppenheiser, the chief engineer for the Camaro, is a close personal friend of mine. And just to hang out with these folks. And I know anytime I interview Al on the Camaro, I mean, his passion for the vehicle just oozes out of every pore. If I'm talking to him about the Camaro Z28 over the phone, his passion is coming through the phone, over the airways, because he just absolutely lives, breathes, and absolutely loves the Camaro. And the same is true for the amazing team on the C7 Corvette.
Yeah, well, to me, probably the most fun part of doing those books, and they can be a lot of work, but the fun part is getting to spend time with the designers and the engineers, because they, in both cases, they are so passionate about what they're doing, and that's actually one of the things that I'm really enjoying about writing more and more about classic cars, is because everybody involved with a classic car is incredibly passionate about it, and I've said to people, we're really not writing about the cars. We're really, really writing about the people who build the cars and own the cars and design the cars and sell the cars, and it's really fun hanging out with automotive engineers and designers, because they are just so passionate about what they do, and they also work ridiculous hours, because you know I find that with anybody who's kind of artistic bent to begin with,
yes,
and they lose all track of time because
so
you know, they're having fun, and both with the engineers and with the designers.
That is a really good point, and it translates into radio and television and musical arts as well. I mean, you can get lost in it and start a project at 7 o'clock at night, and then the next thing you know, it's midnight, and you haven't realized, like, oh my God, I haven't had dinner, I haven't done anything. I've just been barely scratching the surface on this project. But that's the way these folks are. And another interesting article, I was looking at Auto Week, and of course, you wrote for Auto Week for many, many years, and in their current issue, they have some stories of some interesting folks, including a young lady who's one of the chief powertrain engineers for the SRT side, the high performance side, the folks that brought us the Hellcat, the Charger, and the Challenger. Amazing when you stop and think about it. Here's a young lady who is deeply involved and working those extreme hours to pull every maximum bit of performance out of the Mopar portfolio of engines.
Yeah, it you know, once upon a time, automotive design and engineering and all that was, you know, was a guy's club. And increasingly, it's open to men and women. There's some amazingly talented young women going into all kinds of science and engineering and design fields. And it's a good thing. And I think especially with cars, because let's face it, what, 55-60% of the cars are purchased by women. And I think it's great to have that input, you know, have a feminine eye all the way along. And I don't hope that doesn't sound sexist, but, you know, there are things that we guys aren't aware of that women are. And I think it just makes it all the better. And I know that, you know, I've been with several women engineers and several women race car drivers, and you know, I'll gladly give them the driver's seat, let me ride along, because, you know, they're way more skilled at driving than I could ever be.
Very well said. I've had the same experience myself. You, in addition to your work for ClassicCars.com and iZoom.com, you also write a weekly feature for the Detroit News and also occasionally contribute to the New York Times. You're also a member of the faculty of the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communications at Arizona State University. And I know that's a great love for you, Larry. And when I talk to you about your students, you give me hope that there are lots of great folks that are studying to become future writers and broadcasters and communicators, and they have a lot of questions, and they challenge you, and that must be great fun.
Yeah, it really is, and you know, and they are concerned, like we all are, about what's the future of journalism.
Yeah.
And what I try to tell them is, you know, you're learning a skill set of how to report, how to write, and how to edit, and the media is constantly changing, and we have no idea what media you might be writing for, or editing for, or photographing for, or speaking on, you know, 10 years from now. But that skill set is what has value. And I think it becomes even more so, even more valuable in this era of the blogger, because there are standards that you learn in school, journalism school, about, you know, there's a right and wrong way to do things, you know, backing up your facts, doing your research, but you don't get everywhere. And you know, people will believe, people will see things on the web and they believe it, and it's like, well, wait a minute, you need to know who's putting this there, and are they really, you know, is this really a viable source? And that's one of the things we're trying to instill in the students. And then the other thing is, it's just really fun being on campus and being around, you know, students and how eager they are to learn. And, it's really fun. So my next class starts after Christmas. And normally I teach editing, and now I'm going to teach a reporting and writing class. And I'm really looking forward to that. It'll kind of be a change of pace for me, a new challenge for me, and But I'm sure I'm really looking forward to it. It's just a wonderful experience, you know, teaching on a college campus.
I can only imagine. It just sounds like a dream come true, something I hope maybe someday I get the opportunity to do. I loved your piece that you wrote about the passing of one of the hosts of Car Talk, Tom, as well as Linda Vaughn, to do with legends and living legends. And you were interviewing Craig Jackson for ClassicCars.com, and Linda Vaughn stuck her head in to put her purse down, and Craig introduced you, and of course you had known Linda before, but I know Linda too, and I've interviewed her, but like you wrote in your piece at ClassicCars.com, that she wouldn't remember me either, and you were probably in the same boat, but what a great living legend she is. And I encourage folks to check out your blog at ClassicCars.com to learn more about that. They're chasing us out the door, Larry, for this time around. We'll get you back for a full hour real soon. Thank you, my friend.
It's always fun. It's always fun.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.